Hi there. The word for you today is on the power of vision. In Joel 2 verse 28 we read that men shall dream dreams and see visions. A boy once asked Michelangelo why he was working so hard, chipping away on the block of marble that would become his greatest masterpiece. David, the great artist, replied, "There's an angel inside this rock, and I'm setting him free." Isn't that great? The power of vision enables you to see a potential masterpiece in what others overlook or sometimes consider worthless. It also helps you to discover things within yourself that you never knew were there. In other words, it brings out the best in you. Many of the people in Scripture that God used significantly started out looking like losers before they ended up looking like winners. After the disciples fished all night and caught nothing, Jesus said to them in Luke 5 verse 10, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." And they did. They ended up building a church that's still thriving 2,000 years later, writing history's greatest books, and having sons named after them. Now, does that mean you can just dream up a dream and God will fulfill it? No, your dream must come from God. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, "You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God." At Calvary, you lost the right to take your talents, opportunities, and experiences and run off in any direction you please. But then, why would you even want to do that? What could possibly be more fulfilling than God's purpose for your life? And what could be more tragic than missing it? Listen, you can't wring enough meaning out of secular accomplishments to satisfy your soul. It can't be done. The hole you're trying to fill has an eternal dimension that only Jesus Christ can fulfill. That's why you must begin by praying, "Lord, show me your vision for my life." And that's a prayer God will answer. Okay? That's the word for you today.